Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Here's Dumpke's Venison story from the 1974 History Notes. Chris Robinson arrived on Lake Chelan in 1888 and helped transport, locate the site for, and erect the wooden nickel sawmill. They said, "We cut our first log about October 16, 1888, 31 days after leaving Ellensburg. During this time, another mill came on the scene when we were a few miles out of Ellensburg. With our mill, a wagon loaded with sawmill machinery passed us. We asked them where they were going, and they told us Lake Chelan, and further remarked that their mill would be cutting lumber before we even got there. It was Dumpke Mill for Dumpke Falls. They packed and sledded to First Creek and then went up the lake on a scow. They built crib work at Dumpke Falls but could not get the water wheel to work, so they never cut any lumber. However, sometime after we were located, Dumpke came down and wanted some bolts and supplies, and we furnished him what we could, and in consideration of the accommodation, he said he'd send us a treat of venison as soon as his hunters came in. The venison came in the course of time, but it looked different than any I had ever seen. It was a big, fine hind quarter with a cloven hoof, all right, but the hair on the shank was white. Charles Wooden was acting as chef for a bunch of hungry sawmill hands, so he cut off a generous supply of fine steaks, filled a couple of frying pans, got some of the meat turned over in the pan, and then found that he could not get the fork into the meat again. The longer it cooked, the harder it got, so we had to have side meat for supper. It evidently had been billy goat meat. Horatio Merritt also arrived on Lake Chelan in 1888. He arrived on September 18, building a cabin first on Railroad Creek and then later moving up to Stehekin. His diary at that time reveals that he too was involved with the venison, which was sent down to the wooden nickel mill at Henry Dumpke. November 23rd, killed my first mountain goat. November 26th, killed two more goats. November 27th, let Dumpke have three goat carcasses, bought his skiff, went down to Prince Creek, 10 miles and back. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.